You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to listen to every minute, every second of the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it is oh so simple. Podcast, you can search JR Sport Brief on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158, and if you so should choose, you can go ahead and listen to the show every minute, every second on a smart speaker. That's if you're smart. All you have to do, ask that computer to play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to producer and host Dave Shepard. He's hanging out here with me and you, and we have gone through the gamut, unfortunately and fortunately, about what's been going on in the world of sports. New England has dominated things. Boston has dominated things. Here's the deal. Bill Russell, number 6, passed away about a week and a half ago. The NBA announced this. The number 6 will be retired league-wide. No player outside of individuals who currently wear the number 6, and the two individuals who are probably the most famous in doing so are Kristaps Porzingis and LeBron James. After that, no one will wear the number 6. And I think it makes all the sense in the world. Meanwhile, if we want to go ahead and stay up in New England, in Boston, Massachusetts, the NFL preseason is underway. And by the way, the New England Patriots were in action. The Patriots took on the New York Giants. And I wish this was a big deal, but it's not. Because tonight, the New York Giants, with their starters, beat the New England Patriots with their backups, the final score, 23-21. You got to wait a couple of weeks to see Mac Jones. Mac Jones did not participate in the game tonight. Mac Jones, he was the most successful rookie quarterback in the game last year. What are you going to do? Overexpose him? Things were a disaster for the New York Giants and their offense last year. We didn't see him. We saw Daniel Jones. It would be nice to see what, I don't know, Mac Jones would do against him coming out of Alabama, moving into his second year, but we did not. And we're going to have to wait some more. We now have 3 preseason games in the NFL. We used to have 4. And I'm saying to myself, how many games do we actually need to figure out who will make the roster, who's going to stink, who's going to suck, and then ultimately, who's going to go home? I guess in Bill Belichick's case, he don't need that much space and time. He's looking at Mac Jones all preseason long. Mac Jones spoke to the media earlier this week. Mac Jones talked about everyone who looks at the Patriots and thinks that they're going to stink. Take a listen.
I'm going to figure it out. I always have, and I always will. And at the end of the day, you're going to have your ups and downs with anything new. But I've learned a lot of different systems, and the guys around me have too. And we know what football looks like. We know what a good play looks like. And the schematics behind it. It's not just the result, it's the process of how it looks. Run play, hat on a hat, pass protection, hat on a hat, and then the guys getting open, which they've done. It just needs to be more consistent, and we all trust in each other at the end of the day. When I walk on the field and there's 10 people that look into my eyes, I know that they're going to trust me to do the right thing on game day.
I wonder who trained him with the media. Was it Bill Belichick? Mr. Art of saying absolutely nothing. I listen to Mac Jones right now, and I'm just like, well, damn, bro, are you trying to put me to bed? Are you trying to put me to sleep? And it's not like the New England Patriots have some type of dynamic offense. How many years, how many situations, how many iterations of the team did you say, well, damn, they have Tom Brady, and Tom Brady will make the offense hum? Is that really the expectation of Mac Jones? How about this? One of his top weapons, someone capable of running the football as well as catching it, James White, decided to call it quits. James White decided to walk away from the NFL. He's going home. And you might recall, James White, with his standing as a New England Patriot, he had one of the famous calls, one of the most famous calls in Patriots history.
James White is set behind Brady. Second and goal to go from the two. Toss sweep right for James White. Tucks it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's still
a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
One more ring.
James White. And a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
Well, listen, folks, that was fine. Oh, Tom Brady came back and Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, and now Tom Brady is 45 years old. The hell are you expecting from Tom Brady with the Buccaneers? Like, there are legitimately questions as to whether or not Tom Brady is going to be ready to go for week one. Listen, I don't live with Tom Brady, and neither do you. I don't think so. If they say there are personal reasons there, then that's his business. I don't think he's falling apart. I don't think that Tom Brady is contemplating retirement. I think it is a complete waste of time to think about what the hell is going on with Tom Brady. A waste of time. Mac Jones is up in New England and he's trying to latch on and hold his spot as a starter. Meanwhile, you can go down south. Tom Brady is like, listen, I'm taking days off. I got family things to tend to. Leave me alone. I don't think this is going to have long-term implications, ramifications for the upcoming season. I think that they will be just fine. The Glazers, the Buccaneers, the NFL, they are trying to squeeze every last drop out of Tom Brady that they can. It doesn't matter the story. It doesn't matter if it's related to Belichick or the Patriots or whether it's just a matter of he's missing games due to personal matters. People are going to destroy him. Very few people will laud him. Even though right now, as we know, he's the most accomplished football player that we have ever seen. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you, my brother?
I'm very well. Thank you. What's up?
A while ago or what? When Shep came in.
I was here. Go ahead.
Tell Shep to play some good music when you come back in, because when you're on hold. But first of all, props to you, my brother. There is no other basketball player of all time. I cried when he died, dude. I remember watching him. I was 6 years old. My mom and dad used to sit in front of the TV and go, that's a bad man. I said, yep, that is a bad man. And for you all to bring on a radio game, because I heard, I was coming home from work, and I heard you all talking about that. I didn't know about the retirement of the jersey. I'm like, that is so appropriate for that man.
And oh, Bill, you know, Russell, yes.
Nothing else matters in sports right now but that right now, and that is so awesome. Brady might be whatever he's doing, you know. But, yeah, I was like, wow, Bill Russell, the man. He ain't a myth. He's a legend. And, like, I pulled your podcast up. One of the callers said they should teach that in schools about that, what he did, and that is so righteous. Yep. That is so righteous, my brother. And I appreciate you every night, man. I listen every night, JR. And you keep it real, my brother. I love you. And okay. Were you back in Atlanta tonight?
I'm in Georgia right now. I was in Detroit last week. I'm back in Atlanta, yes.
Thank God you made it home safe. So.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Keep it real, bro. You always do. I love you. And I always listen to you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much, Kevin, for calling from Louisville. Shep, I don't even know where to start with everything that he just said. What do I address first? I feel like we went all around the world.
I think Greg from Michigan's getting a run from his money about how many times someone can say they love JR in one phone call.
I love him too, though. I'm full of love. I have tons of love.
So Greg and Kevin are both great guys and great callers for the show.
Is there such thing as running out of love? Does that exist?
Well, how philosophical do we want to get about this answer?
I got love for everybody, Shep.
I don't think it is possible to quantify how much love you can have for someone. And that's, I believe that's why we're all created the way we are in the first place, is to elevate and to transcend the times in which we live in and then better those times for the next generation to come. And that is the ultimate form of love. It's when you're doing something for somebody else, recognizing the fact that you're not going to get the tangible reward yourself, but and you're not going to, you know what I mean, JR, if that makes sense?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't.
I
don't know
what you
just said.
I said that pretty eloquently.
No, I don't know what you just said, but I love you too. I love you too, Shep. I don't know what you just said, but I love you too.
I love you too. JR, love is, you can't, love is true love.
And
you host in New York. You understand love because you talk about fans that root for the Mets and the Jets.
Right.
Love is when you have an immeasurable
and nobody loves you back.
Right. It's an immeasurable amount of affinity that you cannot specify, you cannot quantify, but you know it's there because there's no limit to what you will take in order for you to please that body or that party, whomever it is that you love. I think I'm making a lot of sense here, and I think you're. I think this makes a lot of JR. You can't measure love is the point. It is immeasurable, and it's completely limitless. And that's what Bill Russell had for the sport of basketball, and he had that at an even deeper level for love of mankind and womankind. Might I add too? I don't like the fact that we call it history. By the way, it should be called their story. Therefore, it combines his and her.
What did you? What their story?
Yes, sir. Well, their story, because history is also so much predicated on her, Princess Diana, Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks.
Right. Yeah, but it's basketball. Queen Victoria. But it's basketball. So we know it's primarily men, and so it's history.
Yeah, well, you know what? The problem is we got Sue Bird, who's, you know, having the biggest sellouts of the WNBA season back-to-back, making $70,000. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's an issue. And then after her, let's be real. When she ain't playing, they're going to have nobody in there. Not nobody, but it's not going to be 20,000 people.
They have the best player in the league, but people don't know that.
They do.
You would agree Stewie's probably the best player in the world, woman basketball player?
I don't know. I don't think I'm qualified to say so. Okay. I do know that she's one of the most popular. And so to open up an arena and then have 20,000 people there on her way out the door – absolutely. What does that look like into the playoffs? Does that mean you drop from 20,000 to 10,000? We don't know. But it's the WNBA. We talked about this a few nights ago. There are many of issues that they need to go ahead to resolve before they can kind of really take advantage of the people who do care. And it boils down to the market. So, yeah, sure. It's how the hell do we get here? Help me out, Shep. Please.
Because Kevin in Louisville had a question, but in that question, in his phone conversation for 2.5 minutes, he got 6 I love you in there, which doubles up sure. Greg from Michigan, which I didn't think was possible.
There's nothing wrong with love.
Nothing wrong with that. I agree.
Sure.
Listen, if we had love in our greater society, we wouldn't be, you know, having these players who are the bane of our existence these days, because we've been talking about them the last 2.5 months and nothing's changed. The same status quo.
All we need is love. Who did the song? All we need is love. Somebody did a beautiful song on that. What do you know off the top of your head?
Google knows more than I do. I'm going to look that up for 1 second.
All we need is love. The Beatles did it. Let's go to Cam. He's calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Cam?
What's up, Cam? Or what's up, JR? How you doing? What's up, Shep? I love you guys. I was screaming the Beatles, dude. I don't know how you didn't know that was the Beatles, but I'm just
what do you want from what do you want from me? I mean, damn.
I expect a lot from you, JR. You set it. You set a high standard for yourself. But what I was going to say is about what Shep was saying. I can't remember who quoted this, but it's society as a whole moves forward when men plant the seeds for trees whose shade they know they will never sit in.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's what Shep was trying to say. I wish I knew who said that quote. Very poignant.
Cam, that is very philosophical. That is like, whoa.
Say it again, I think, right, Shep?
I concur with Cam. I second that.
Can one of y'all say it again for my brain?
Go ahead. Better than I did.
Society moves forward as a whole when men plant the seeds for trees whose shade they know they will never sit in. I wish I could remember who said that. It's such a great quote.
It's a Greek proverb.
A proverb, exactly.
Well, Cam, I got to give you credit, because that's not something that I would easily remember or recite right off the top of my head. So I got to give you credit for that one. That's deep.
I appreciate that. You were ribbing me last week for studying too much fantasy football instead of marine biology, but I got a little substance in this noggin, JR.
Well, listen, I will appreciate you for sharing something that's more applicable to the real world than fantasy football, if you get my drift. I'm happy.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. You guys are great. I love listening to you.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to share with us, Cam, besides your philosophical comments?
Yeah, if you guys want to make money, Justin Herbert, MVP, Chargers, Super Bowl champs, baby. We're coming this year.
Oh, my God. Oh, good. Hey, listen, good luck. Hey, you're in San Diego, Cam.
Yes, sir, I am.
You don't care that the Chargers have kind of moved on up the coast to Los Angeles?
You know, I moved down here for college in 2012. I'm originally from Orange County, about an hour up the road. So that's where I'm from originally. I guess it splits the difference. I'm not a fan of the Spanos family per se, but I mean, they got some good guys on that team, and I don't know, man. I mean, you're a sports fan, JR, right? Do you have teams you root for? I feel like once it's in your blood, it's hard to get it out, no matter what happens.
I mean, I like the Yankees, I like the Jets, and I like the Knicks. So, I mean, is it in my blood? I'd say no. I actually expect them to lose and suck.
Man, but you're loyal to the soil. That's what it's all about. Also, yeah. if you SoFi too. It's hard not to want to go back there and keep rooting for that team. That stadium is insane.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Cam. I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
No doubt about it. You as well. Oh, okay. I haven't been to SoFi Stadium yet. I've seen the photos. Obviously, I've seen the videos. I have seen the Super Bowl. I've seen it all. Super Bowl. SoFi Stadium looks absolutely amazing. The Rams were able to go out there and win a championship, and I'm sorry. My expectations for the Bolts? I'm supposed to have expectations for the Chargers? I don't. One day Justin Herbert will wake up and win a Super Bowl, and I guess I'll just be surprised, because when I think about the Chargers, I just expect them to lose every year. Go to the playoffs, lose. Get close to the playoffs, lose. Choke. And sure, one year after the next doesn't have a damn thing to do with what took place before. And the Chargers, I believe, especially with Justin Herbert at the helm, I believe one day they'll win the Super Bowl. It's a quarterback-driven league. And Justin Herbert is one of the best QBs that we have ever seen. And he's young. The hell is he going to take time off for? Is he going to tend to his wife? I don't think he has one. Is he going to take a vacation? For what? Tom Brady is 45 years old. He is away right now from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Personal reasons. Is he hurt? We don't think so. No. Is he sick? No, we don't think so. He's taking care of family business and personal reasons and personal business just like everyone else. He's just 45 years old. I'm sure he has more personal business than anybody else. I'm not mad at him. Let Tom Brady take some time off. The Buccaneers, they will be perfectly fine when the regular season starts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I cannot believe, and it really depends on where you live, but it also doesn't matter. We are pulling up on August 12th. NFL training camps are underway. We've had the first slate of preseason games. We will blink. The NFL regular season will be underway. We will blink, and it will be September. How the hell did we get here? Shep, turn it back, please.
I wish. Now, are you talking about Tupac? Turn him back? I wish I could turn him back, too. I'm not kidding. I mean, you talk about greatness and transcending your art form.
Yeah, but he's been gone for a long time now.
He has been.
Time flies. That also lends to the case. It's turn back the time. I mean, how the hell do we get here where we have NFL preseason games? We're about a month away from the start of the regular season, and we have stories like already. And some of these stories have never stopped. They've never ceased. Obviously, what happens with Deshaun Watson? Then you can move on to, like right now, Tom Brady is not with the Buccaneers. He's away from the team due to personal issues. And we don't have to think hard. Tom Brady retired earlier this year to, quote-unquote, spend more time with his family. And then about 6 weeks later, Tom Brady said, I'm back. Look, I'm not going to speculate. I don't know. It ain't none of my business what's going on with him. But to even have the conversation of, is Tom Brady going to be back for week one? That's a lot. Todd Bowles just got the job. Todd Bowles just took over as head coach of the Buccaneers. And Todd Bowles was asked about Tom Brady being gone, and this is what he said.
Tom has been excused today. He will be taken anywhere. He'll be back sometime around after Tennessee. He's going to deal with some personal things. This is something we talked about before training camp started. We allotted this time because he wanted to get in and get chemistry with the guys and go through 2 weeks of training camp, knowing he wasn't going to play the first two games. He didn't want to take away reps from Blaine and Kyle and as well as Griff as far as going into these next two games, and it's something he needs to handle. We trust him. We talked about it. It was scheduled way before training camp, and he will not be here until after Tennessee.
Oh, it's Tom Brady. What does he need to show up to work for? What does Tom Brady need a preseason game or to stand on the sidelines and waste his time? He can love up on his kids in that amount. And so I'm not going to speculate about Tom Brady, where he is, why he's not with the team, what he's doing. He is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. Who cares where he is? The Buccaneers will be fine. They got 17 games. By the time they get through them all, Tom Brady will be there, still standing up at 45 years old. It's absolutely ridiculous. When the hell is this man going to get old? I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. Vince is calling from Richmond, VA. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I want to just talk about the game tonight, the Field of Dreams game, the baseball game. Just got to show you that Rob Manfred, the commissioner, is a joke for a commissioner. He is the worst commissioner of all sports. When he's putting the two worst teams in baseball to play tonight between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds, who actually was going to stay up and watch all nine innings of that garbage when he could have put any other two teams to play tonight, but he's going to put the two worst teams on,
damn,
you know, to showcase the primetime game on Fox.
Damn.
So, I mean, as long as Rob Manfred is the commissioner of baseball, baseball will always suck. It will always be a joke. And that's all I have to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Ouch. Thank you, Vince, for calling from Richmond. Damn. Well, Shep, he wasn't happy with the game now, was he?
I don't think Vince would be happy if he met Cindy Crawford doing a Pepsi commercial.
Which
either,
version?
Either one.
Like, what year are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking any year Cindy Crawford does a Pepsi commercial, Vince wouldn't be happy.
I haven't heard about Cindy Crawford in about 25 years.
Oh, no, she did a... I'm surprised you didn't know this. She did a remake of the original 90s commercial.
Cindy Crawford?
Correct, sir, yes.
I don't
She hasn't aged.
Really? She has not?
Cindy Crawford has not aged.
1990 versus 2022, the same?
I don't know if it was 20... It might have been 2019... 2020.
Oh, 3 years. Okay, fine. Good deal.
I mean, like, what I'm saying is you could put Helena Troy in front of Vince, and Vince would complain that she's not smiling enough.
He left. Like, why is he so worried about the Field of Dreams game?
Right. I don't, like this actually brings attention to the sport. This is actually a good thing for the game of baseball.
Well, listen, by the way, if anyone should care, the Cubs, they beat the Reds 4-2. Took place at the Field of Dreams, seeing right adjacent to the set where they filmed the movie. Next year, there will be no Field of Dreams because they will be doing construction, adding some adjacent fields. And I believe last year it was the Yankees and the White Sox, and the White Sox beat the Yankees at the end of the game. And it's just a matter of nostalgia for people who watch the film. It's a matter of bringing out something that is new, things that people typically don't see. Why are you complaining about it? It's just baseball. I mean, damn. At least we can have a conversation, though. I mean, sheesh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS, I will take more of your calls before I am forced to roll out. We're going to talk more NFL.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't handle it. Yeah, Zoom. How about this? Tonight, the NFL preseason, it's really in action. And by the time we get to Friday, tomorrow, tonight, depending on where you live, Friday night, I mean, we got a whole slate of games. Friday, Saturday. But this evening, the New York Giants and their starters, they took on the New England Patriots and their backups, and the Giants beat the Patriots 23-21, a field goal, okay? Field goal at the end of the game, helping the New York Giants win. And then also we had the Ravens, 23-10. And I hate to tell you this, but are you really shocked? There was no Lamar Jackson. We've gone from four preseason games to three. The hell you running your starters out there? This is basically a battle of the backups. Who can go out there and, you know, secure the 53rd spot on the roster? Ain't nobody thinking about the starters, man. It's like, don't go out there and don't get hurt. 855-212-4CBS. Steven is calling from Cleveland. You on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR, good evening. So my question to you is, what's it look like for the optics of the NFL if Deshaun plays tonight?
Oh, my God. You already know the answer to that, Steven. Ugly. And I wouldn't say so much about the optics for the NFL. The optics just for the Browns. The Browns are the ones making themselves look like crap. The Browns have looked like crap and trash since they traded for him. And every instance and every second and every minute of Deshaun Watson on the Browns, we talked about this last night, none of it is good. Okay, fine, we trade for him. Okay, fine, we give him a guaranteed contract. Okay, fine, we give him $230 million guaranteed, more than anybody else. Okay, yeah, fine, we kind of bury money. So if he is to be suspended, he doesn't get hit in the wallet. Oh, yeah, sure, fine. He's suspended? Oh, six games, a season, whatever? Oh, yeah, sure, we'll play him in the preseason. The optics are terrible. But the world goes on, right? There's a few things here. The NFL is about the money. And the Browns, they're about the money. They've committed oh so many dollars, $230 million to Deshaun Watson. What the hell are they going to do? Step back now? It ain't happening. Nope. They're all in. And let's see if we get adjustment on his appeal between now and tomorrow as the Browns get ready to take on the Jags. We have one more business day left. Don't be surprised. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
JR, thank you for taking my call. Listen, let's start with Deshaun Watson. Listen, the guy hasn't played in a year. Let's knock it off, okay? They want to see what they bought, okay, which I know they know what they're getting. So a federal judge gave him six games, and it's going to be a duplicate, another six games. And I think he's going to get 12 and go back to where he's supposed to go. That's who the buck of money, a boatload of money they paid for Deshaun. That's that. But I have a second question for you. The Atlanta Falcons played the Patriots last year. That place was empty. If I could only get the attendance, that would be fantastic, because I got a schmuck that's betting me a couple hundred bucks that's the reason why nobody showed up. But the following game for the Falcons, it was double the fans. And that's all I wanted to say. Great job. Keep it up. embrace your family, and stay strong, my brother, okay?
Oh, thank you, Paul. I hope you do, too. I thought there was a question there. What am I supposed to say about the Falcons? People will show up at Mercedes-Benz if they're winning. The Atlanta Falcons are a team that happens to be in transition. We know this. Matt Ryan is gone. I don't know if this is exciting to say. Probably not for the majority of folks. Just in the general sense. What's exciting about their quarterback position right now? What's exciting if you're a Falcons fan to say, oh my God. Well, we have gone from Matt Ryan, and then now we have gone from a backup. We have to go to Oregon. We have to look at a quarterback who was just in Tennessee, and what's he doing? We just drafted a quarterback. We got a backup who's been drafted. And then we got Marcus Mariota. Where's the excitement? The Falcons are a team in transition. My apologies for everyone who has looked at Matt Ryan for the past, I don't know, 10 years or maybe 3 or 4 years after the Super Bowl and have gone, we need to get him out of here. It's a simple situation. You don't know what you got till it's gone. And the Falcons have needed to adjust for a long time. And now they are. Ali, calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, blessings, my brother. You know, I got a question for you, you know, say about the Dolphins. But first, you know, with the move with the NBA and Bill Russell, number 6, classy move. Love that. Well-deserved, right? But I've been, you know, at the Miami Dolphins preseason, I've been, you know, present. Watching them, you know, I know a lot of people have been, you know, overrating them. And I'm a realist. I like to really see what happens on the field. You know, they look good on paper. But I like, you know, their intensity. I like the mechanics and the fundamentals, the things they have developed when it comes to Tua. I like to know, you know, what you feel when it, about, you know, how they've developed not only on their defense and, you know, how do you think that they're going to come out to be and, on you know, realistically.
Well, I said this last night. I guess you didn't have a chance to hear. I think that the Miami Dolphins will be good. And when I say good, I mean that's it, good. I don't expect them to be one of the best teams in the AFC. I don't expect them to be one of the worst teams in the AFC. And you think about their offense, you think about the defense, you think about how they ended last season, you think about having a new head coach. It's hard for me to put them in a position where they are anything but good.
Do you think that they'll win the division? Yes or no?
Hell no. No. No.
Okay.
It's the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are expected to go out and compete for a Super Bowl. I mean, you look at the Miami Dolphins. Why would there be an expectation for them to win the AFC East? Why? For what?
Well, the defense has developed. The O-line is looking really, really, you know, competitive. I think that they could, you know, that was their goal in the offseason is to really compete with Buffalo and New England, right? I think they put the pieces together to do that. I get it. They have to show it on the field. I understand.
Correct.
That. But they look really excellent on paper when it comes to, you know, what they have to go up against. I really think they're going to win their division, man.
Well, we know paper is as good as what?
Oh, man.
Like, come on now. We can all sit down and speculate as to what things look like on paper. I can come up with excuses. I can make up reasons, anything that I want, as to what will take place on paper. This is what I like in the NFL. Are you getting over the hump? It's really that simple. Are you going to go out there and actually compete and move forward? Being great on paper or having talent on paper amounts to absolutely nothing. Are you going to get the job done when the games are actually played? This is the great part about training camp. These stories, you hear about them ad nauseum. XYZ player is in the best shape of his life. XYZ player is playing some of the best football in his life. And then we get to the regular season, XYZ player sucks. These NFL games are not played on paper. They're not paid on or played in some type of simulation. They are played on the field. I'm not playing. I don't need nobody hit me in the head. I don't need to get my ass busted up. No, not at all. But you got to show love to the people who go out there and actually play. And for the Dolphins, I think that they will be okay. It's that simple. Thank you so much to everybody who's tuned in. Hey, Shep, we'll be back tomorrow, right?
We will absolutely. We'll be back tonight on the East Coast and tomorrow if you're on the West Coast. Yes.
Damn, that's complicated.
I hear you. We've come to complicated times, JR, literally and figuratively.
We're on air everywhere.
Yes.
Friday night.
300 markets, JR.
300 markets. I know. 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show will be back with you. If you want to holler at me, it's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Shep, where can people keep up with you?
At the Good Shepherd underscore JR.
And listen, we're going to have more NFL football, more NFL preseason. And who knows? Maybe by the time we come back tomorrow, Deshaun Watson will have a proper suspension. Maybe, probably not. And then also, maybe one of these Brooklyn Nets will be traded. Maybe, probably not. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. I will catch you tomorrow. Thank you to Shep. But don't move here right now. Why? Because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you, Shep.